KJAN Sports.
KJAN Sports brought to you this morning by Detter Motor Company in downtown Atlantic. Experience the Detter difference. Well, let's recap some of the weekend sports activities this morning. In high school boys state soccer championship games on Saturday in Class 1A, Burlington Notre Dame wins the title, a 4-1 winner over Western Christian. Cedar Rapids Xavier is the champion in 2A with a 2-0 win over Bondurant Farrar, while Pleasant Valley captured the 3A title, winning 1-0 over Iowa City West on Saturday. Girls state team tennis also concluded over the weekend in Class 1A in the semifinals. Cedar Rapids Xavier beat Spirit Lake 5-0. And Columbus Catholic downed Fairfield 5-2. Fairfield took third place 5-1 over Spirit Lake. The championship goes to Cedar Rapids Xavier, winning 5-1 over Columbus Catholic. In Class 2A, the semifinals saw Dowling Catholic beat West Des Moines Valley 5-3 and Cedar Falls beating Iowa City West 5-2. Iowa City West captured the third place matchup 5-2 over West Des Moines Valley, and the championship went to Dowling Catholic, winning over Cedar Falls 5-2 on Saturday. Also Saturday, the Iowa Association of Track Coaches held a senior all-star meet, kind of a fun event, matching up some of the best runners across our participants across the state. In action in the mixed competition, the boys and girls combined, Craig Allen Becker of Atlantic won a couple of races on Saturday as he helped anchor the 4,000 distance medley relay in the mixed division, and he also was the anchor in the 4x800 meter relay on Saturday. Liv Friend of Harlan had the third leg in the 4x800 meter relay championship, and Brecken Van Bala of Harlan helped with the first leg on that 4,000 distance medley relay. They placed third overall. Now, also on the girls' side, Kelsey Fields of Creston won the shot put event, and Brecken Van Bala of Harlan anchored the winning distance medley relay team for the girls. A couple of second place finishes by Holly Heppner of AHSTW in both the shuttle hurdle and the 4x100 meter relays, as she was participant in those. Liv Friend of Harlan was part of the team that was third in the sprint medley, or fourth in the sprint medley relay. Zoe Russ of Underwood was fourth in the shot put. Kelsey Fields of Creston was fifth in the discus. Liv Friend of Harlan was part of the 4x100 meter relay team on the girls' side that finished in sixth place. So was Brecken Van Bala of Harlan. Holly Heppner of AHSTW is part of the 100 meter hurdles, and she finished eighth overall in that. Molly Van Tiger of CAM had a couple of eighth place finishes in both the discus and the shot put, while Zoe Russ of Underwood was 10th in the discus event. In boys' action on Saturday, Lane Pryor of Woodbine won the discus event and placed second in the shot put. Brigham Daniel of Glidden-Ralston was second in a couple of different relay events. He helped in the sprint medley relay and distance medley relays to pick up second place medals. He also was part of the third place 4x100 meter relay team, while Trey Melby of Logan Magnolia was fourth overall in the discus event in that all-star meet over the weekend. Well, the high school girls' state soccer pairings are now set after last week's regional finals. In Class 1A, Trainer made the field. They're the number 2 seed, and they'll face off against Gilbert tomorrow in a first-round match in Class 1A. In Class 2A, Lewis Central made the field. They are also the number 2 seed. They'll face Dallas Center Grimes in their first-round match tomorrow afternoon. And in the Class 3A state soccer tournament, Council Bluffs' Abraham Lincoln made the field. They're the number 6 overall seed. They'll play third-seeded Waukee in their first-round match, and that'll also be scheduled for tomorrow. The state soccer championships and all classes getting underway on Tuesday. Well, looking back to some high school softball action on the weekend, on Saturday, Atlantic hosting its own tournament, and they won all three of their games, beating AHSTW 6-1, Trainer 12-2, and Panorama 11-1. ACGC also swept their three games, winning 12-5 over Clarinda, 14-1 over Red Oak, and 7-6 over Lewis Central. Carroll won all three of their matchups, winning over Harlan 3-1, Red Oak 12-1, and Creston 6-5. Creston also beat Trainer 9-1. Exira EHK won a couple of games, beating Red Oak 17-2 and Creston 6-4. Harlan downed Exira EHK 11-1. Harlan beat AHSTW 11-0. Lewis Central won a couple of games, beating Panorama 6-2 and AHSTW 6-4. Panorama topped Clarinda 11-7. Trainer beat Clarinda 8-0 in that tournament. Also, the Southwest Valley tournament, it was Southwest Valley over East Mills 15-3. Griswold beating CAM 10-0. CAM won the consolation match 12-0 over East Mills. Griswold won the championship match 7-0 over Southwest Valley. At the Belle Plaine tournament, Riverside lost both of their matchups, losing 7-2 to Vinton Shelsburg, and in consolation play, Belle Plaine beat Riverside 5-1. Missouri Valley Triangular saw Fremont Mills beat Missouri Valley 5-3. Woodbine over Fremont Mills 11-1. Woodbine was a winner over Missouri Valley 13-3. Kemper Catholic Tournament on the weekend saw Bishop Garrigan beat St. Albert 7-5. Remsen St. Mary's downing Kemper Catholic 4-3. St. Edmund beat St. Albert 3-0. Also in the consolation match, Kemper Catholic 8-2 over Bishop Heelan Catholic. In the Murray Tournament, fifth place game went to Lamoni 10-4 over Seymour. The seventh place game, Moravia beat Orient Maxburg 5-3. In the finals, third place went to East Union 9-1 over Murray, while the championship game went to Nottoway Valley 6-5 over Melcher Dallas. Glenwood played twice in the Perry tournament, losing 11-3 to Van Meter and beating Baxter 16-2 in consolation. Also at the Storm Lake tournament, Denison won the championship as they won the title game 11-0 over Storm Lake. And in the West Central Valley tournament, it was Coon Rapids Bayard winning the consolation game 16-6 over Des Moines North after losing 13-5 to West Central Valley on Saturday. Also in high school baseball on Saturday at the Coon Rapids Bayard tournament, Bedford beat Pleasantville 9-6, Coon Rapids Bayard over Bedford 17-3, and Coon Rapids Bayard beating Pleasantville 8-2. The Missouri Valley Triangular saw Clarinda beat Missouri Valley 13-2 and Missouri Valley over Red Oak in 8 innings 15-14. Also, on the weekend in Major League Baseball action yesterday, the Cardinals lost for the fourth straight time to the Reds, 8-7, as Lucas Sims worked around a pair of base runners in the ninth to clinch that game, picking up his sixth save of the year. Nolan Arenado had four hits and a couple of RBIs for the Cardinals, and Tyler O'Neill a two-run homer, but not enough yesterday. The Royals wasted another leadoff double in the ninth inning, losing 2-1 to the Twins on Sunday as Whit Merrifield doubled to lead off the ninth, but didn't get any further. He had a couple of hits and scored the only run of the game for the Royals on a hit by Andrew Benintendi. In other baseball, Major League Baseball action Sunday, Cubs beat the Giants 4-3, Phillies over the Nationals 12-6, Orioles 18-5 over the Indians, the Marlins beat the Pirates 3-1, Astros over the Blue Jays 6-3, Braves 4-2 over the Dodgers, White Sox beat the Tigers 3-0, Brewers over the Diamondbacks 2-0, Rays beat the Rangers 7-1, the Rockies over the A's 3-1, Mariners 9-5 over the Angels. Mets beat the Padres 6-2. Red Sox 6-5 in 10 innings over the Yankees. Stephen Ames fired a 5-under-67 to come from 7 strokes back to win the Principal Charity Classic in Des Moines. Second day leader Tim Herron stumbled to a 4-over-76. Ames was interviewed on the Golf Channel and said he entered the final day not even thinking about winning.
Actually, funny, at the beginning of the day, I did have a number in mind, which was 12.
Right.
And that was my goal, and I achieved my goal, and everybody else kind of crumbled on the way down. Today was a tough day. It blew out there, as you know. You walked around the golf course. It was very tricky.
It's Ames' second win on the PGA Tour Champions, and he earns over $277,000 for that victory. In the PGA golf yesterday in the Memorial, Patrick Cantlay was the champion as he won a playoff over Colin Morikawa. They each finished 13-under. That was after John Rahm was removed from the tourney after the third round with a 6-stroke lead due to COVID-19 issues. And in NASCAR, Kyle Larson wins the Save Mart 350 on Sunday. That's Check of Sports here this morning.